Mudra means mudam dadati iti mudra. What gives the happiness to us is called as mudra. Mudra means outward indicator, outward sign. The mudra of a yogi is happy, joy, radiating peace is the mudra of a yogi. Ideal yogi, you should be radiating peace, calmness, serenity. Mudra of an angry man is all over the place. All over the place, when you are coming closer, when you are integrating, when you are connecting within, your personality starts radiating the peace, happiness, contentment. Regarding the mudra, in Bhagavad Gita, it talks about Dhyana Shloka, Prapanna Parijataya Totra Vetre Kapanaye Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gita Mrutaduhe Namaha. Prapanna Parijataya means, Parijata means wish-shielding. Wish-shielding tree. Prapanna, we are saluting to the wish-shielding tree. Prapanna Parijataya, we are surrendering ourselves to the wish-shielding tree. Prapanna Parijataya, Totra Vetre Kapanaye, who is holding in the left hand one stick and the rope, and in another hand holding the Jnana Mudra. To that Krishna we are bowing down. He is holding the whip and stick. He is holding the horses, chariot. We want him to guide this chariot also. Body is a chariot. We want him to hold the rope and the whip. He has to shake us. We are so lazy. We are not on the track. He is holding. So, and let him give us the teacher had to be very strong. If the teacher is very soft, you cannot control the students. He is the master, he is the all the guru's guru, he has to shake us. If he is not giving not shaking, we won't listen. Let him be strict on us. At the same time, let him give the jnana. Jnana mudraya krishnaya gita amrita duhe namaha. Mudra means mudra. Various mudras are there, like in the traffic police says this one is a stop mudra. He's indicating that stop mudra from outside, non-verbal communication. Mudra is a non-verbal communication. Through that one you are conveying the message. In the body level, various mudra is there. Various viparita karani mudra. Viparita karani mudra, we are sitting head vertical. Viparita karani means inversion. Inversion mudra, like shirasasana we are doing, sarvangasana we are doing. Viparita means inverted. We are going into the inverted posture. It is another conveying the mudra. I want to nourish this head. For the brain development, for the calmness of the mind, I have to go the inversion. You are using the senses for example, you are rolling your eyeballs to the eyebrow center. Gaze between the eyebrow center called a Shambhavi mudra. Shambhavi, Shambhu. Shambhu, the Shiva is called as one with three eyes. By bringing your gaze between the eyebrow center, it opens up your intuition center. Shambhavi mudra, it is done to open your creativity. Intuition center opens here. And through the Shambhavi mudra, through your tongue, you are rolling your tongue to the base in the cavity, throat cavity, that is called as Khechari mudra. Roll your tongue, as the tongue is for many people rolling the tongue is very difficult. Bring the tongue to the upper palate. Beyond the hard part, there is a soft part in the upper palate. Beyond that, an uvula is there. You are touching. That indicates Kechari Mudra. Ka means bliss. Chara means move in bliss. Your life should be, you are moving around in bliss. Ka means space. Ka means bliss. Your life should be blissful experience. Kechari, doing that, rolling the tongue within, helps in when you start practicing. Now, we don't feel anything in the throat. When you start doing, always there is a sweetness in your throat, as if honey is trickling down. Honey taste, you experience that one. You always sweet, that is English, there is a phrase, sweet talk. Sweet talk, in Sanskrit it is there, Madhura Bhasha. Madhu, Madhura means you are talking, you should talk such a way that you experience the honey here, sweetness, then whatever you speak, it contains the weight. If you haven't experienced that sweetness here, it is only a lip service. It is only a lip service. When you do the Kechari Mudra, that sweetness when you experience, that the words coming out, it starts coming out with impregnated with meaning, profound message, it has a weight. Otherwise, our talking has no weight, carries no weight. Kechari Mudra helps, Shambhavi Mudra helps, and you are closing your ears and doing the Shanmukhi Mudra. Shanmukhi Mudra, closing your ears, closing your eyes, closing your mouth, partially closing your nostrils, and doing the Shanmukhi Mudra helps in converting the outward going, your energy converted, drawn within. I am losing so much of energy. Mudra means outward. My energy is getting dissipated. My all gates are open. I may be eating so much of nutritious food. End of the day, I don't have any energy because I don't know how to conserve the energy. Shanmukhi Mudra says, your energy is dissipating out through your eyes, through your ears, through your mouth, through your nostrils, through your ears. Too much of hearing. All the loud music you hear, ears are very tired, eyes are tired. Outward going energy, turn within. Shanmukhi Mudra, this is one. Shanmukhi means six. One, eyes. Two, ears. Three, nostrils. Four, your mouth. Five, skin. The sixth one is mind. Thinking all the time, thinking mind is always, plate is, you are repeating the same thing, thinking about whatever it happened. Sometime I'm regurgitating that one, end of the day I'm drained. Shanmukhi Mudra, we have to practice now itself. Mind has to be managed. Now we are so busy. We get distracted, meeting customers, talking to people. When we are old, we are by ourselves. So nobody to talk to, nobody wants to talk to us also. So unless you practice now itself, the same tape will be going. Old age is a torture. I have to deal with myself. I can't deal. Then you realize, I can't deal with anyone. It is impossible to deal with me. Mind, old age is fraught with the stress, anxiety, no energy. Shanmukhi Mudra helps in engaging all senses. Outward going energy goes within. The Shanmukhi Mudra. And I talked about Kaya Mudra, physical Viparita Karani Mudra, we are doing that one, and you are doing the with the hands. You are doing the with the hands. This small finger represents water element. This represents earth element. This represents middle finger represents ether. This one represents air element. This represents fire element. Five gross elements are represented in these five fingers. So it is recommended, it is advised in the scriptures, when you are eating, not to use your fork and spoon. Let this gross element, wash your hands and for eating, use this one. May energy from these five elements get go into the food, what you are eating, get go into your system. Health improves. Not a spoon and fork, you are disengaged. The palms, when you are going to a elderly person, the healing touch. We say healing touch. Small children, babies, if they are crying, mother puts the hand on the child, baby, it's a healing energy is there. Healing energy. And if you go to the plant, if the plant is dying, for example, you pass, if you have a positive energy, touch that one. In our house, there is a tulsi plant. Whenever I go near that one, I feel the fragrance. It is in happiness, it is emitting the fragrance. They communicate. Some people, whatever they touch, plants die. Plants die, it's a negative energy. It's a palm. You are using this palm, thumb and forefinger together. This is called as a Jnana Mudra. And this is, when it is a teacher is giving like a Jnana Mudra, and student holding like this is called as Chin Mudra. You want to turn off the heater, and this is called as Chin Mudra. This is Jnana Mudra. The middle finger and the thumb together, it is called as Akasha Mudra. Akasha Mudra. This one, ring finger and thumb, it is called as Prithvi Mudra. Earth element. Small finger and thumb together, it is called as Varuna Mudra. So, this fire has to contact. Fire has to contact with everyone, all the elements. When the fire element, when you bring it to the base of the thumb, that means that element is increasing in the body. When you bring other fingers to the base of the fire, so that element is going down. If I want to increase the energy, this it goes up. For example, I am underweight. I want to gain weight. It's hypothetical. And I want this one. Then bringing the thumb to the base of the ring finger, by body weight increases. Body weight increases. I want to reduce the weight, bend your ring finger to the base of the fire. So fire element is going down. My helps in weight loss. If you are going for a walking, you can go. This is called a Surya Mudra. Surya means fire. Fire is there. Fire is activated and helps in burning the fat. This one, if I bring the thumb to the base of the small finger, I have a dry skin. Dry skin. So the water element in the body increases. If I have excess water in the body, I have to bring your ring finger to the base of the thumb. This is water element. Extra, it is. For example, this is a Vayu Mudra. If I want to, my mobility is restricted. My mobility is restricted. I have a joint pain. So air element in the body increases, thumb at the base of the forefinger. This one, bending your forefinger and around the thumb, if excess joint pain, my joint pain, it's an arthritic condition. When I'm doing this one, it is good for, this is called as Vayu Mudra. Arthritic condition, doing this one, small manipulation. The fingers, each element in the body, the mudras, the three types, we have come with a package. Everyone, when we are going on a holiday, we take a lunch bag, lunch box. We are born with a lunch box. That karma we have come with, what we have come with. When you are working, when you are living, you acquire extra things and you add on to your baggage. You come with some baggage. You're living with, you are adding more into the baggage. When you are going according to the mathematics, what is you come in and what you added, that will go. You are going, when you are departing, whatever you brought in, whatever you added, the product cumulative you will take. So our life, instead of emptying ourselves, we keep on accumulating. Accumulating, that is symbolized through our chakras. In our body, our chakras are talking about, you have to lead a life such a way that as you are going, you are getting older, you should feel lighter, not heavier. In along the spinal column, there are chakras, Mooladhara chakra, the base of the spine, in the coccyx, that is that energy center is called as Mooladhara chakra. Mooladhara chakra, earth element. We are earth bound, ground based. Our target, focus in ground based, that is the energy level, that is what we have come with. We have come with that energy. It's a Mooladhara chakra. Earth element, that is the Prithvi chakra, this is the Prithvi mudra. This mudra, Prithvi mudra, is connected to Mooladhara chakra. That is what we have come with. As we are living the life, and when we start moving, now we start acquiring more energy. What we have come out, it starts coming out in the Mooladhara chakra, earth bound, very dull energy. Because earth is heavy, mind also heavy, doesn't want to move. As we are growing up, Swadhisthana chakra, we start moving up. Then when the first thing it comes out, when the energy starts rising up, it is jealousy. I can't stand others are prospering. I am working so hard, how come that person is prospering? The energy in Swadhisthana chakra, it is connected to Varuna mudra. Varuna mudra, it is the hatred, jealousy. Jealousy comes out. Lust also, it is some energy, it is nothing but a energy. The dull energy, it evolves as a passion. That is another energy. When it is going further up, behind the navel, Manipura chakra, and that goes earlier, it was jealousy. I'm jealous of that person is prospering. When the energy comes to the navel center, that chal comes, highly rajasic. In Swadhisthana chakra, combination of dull and dynamic. In the navel, I want to do. It's a self-centered, selfish, rajasic. And so, the self-centered, I want to do, come what may. I don't care about others. I want to get it. So, that energy is associated with anger. When I am so self-centered I want to do, if somebody stops me, I get very angry. How dare you to stop me? So that is Agni Tattva. Agni Tattva, it is a Surya Mudra. It comes here, it's a Manipura Chakra, Surya Mudra, Agni. When it comes to the heart center, now after, as I am evolving, as I am maturing, as I start seeing the world, when I get many beatings in the life, so I realize all these days I was self-centered. Now I realize whatever I try, nothing is in my hand. One starts submitting, seeking for higher things. I thought I'm responsible for my life, realizes one starts seeking for answer, for higher things. Heart center is Anahata Chakra, that energy, one starts seeking the higher things, devotion, surrender, humility, compassion. One starts feeling sorry for others also. I can feel sorry for others only when I have gone through that phase. If I have not experienced that one, I can't feel compassionate. That is the energy in the heart center. This is called as Vayu Mudra. In the Vayu Mudra, it is connected to the heart center. And as I start moving higher in the throat center, Vishuddha Chakra, is here it's a heart center, is the bhakti, devotion. In the throat center, what comes as longing for higher things in life. Devotion along with knowledge. I want to acquire knowledge. What is that one? I want to know. Vairagya means Vishesha Raga. In Swadhisthana and Manipura Chakra, Raga is there. There also Vishesha Raga is there for self-centered. Here, Raga, attachment for higher things. I want to know more. Here, Vairagya comes. Vairagya. In the there, this mudra is Akasha Mudra. Akasha Mudra for your throat center. As the energy starts rising up, it comes to the eyebrow center. Here, now the person, ordinary person and a genius, ordinary person always thinks within the square box. My teacher has said, I'm thinking only in that one. All education system, all textbooks gives us a boundary. All exams, they give a syllabus. You study within this boundary. Our mind is conditioned to think only in that boundary. When energy comes here, out of box thinking. No school has taught. No teacher has taught. How can I go beyond what has been told? So that revelation to happen, I have to come here. That is called as Ajna. Ajna means inner command. I should get the Spurana. Inside, I should get the intuition. Up to here, only the intellect. Intellect is working. Here, intuition. Intuition has to dawn. The truth, they say, no religion is talking about the truth. No path is showing the truth. Truth has to dawn. Nobody can talk about. What is mentioned in the scriptures, it is not the truth. The teacher says, this is the road. You travel in that one. Discover the truth for yourself. Truth, it is intuition, it is not intellect. All scriptures are giving us the information based on the intelligence. All religion are talking about only in the gamut of limitations of words it is talking about. Truth is beyond the limitation of words. Highway, we say, my religion so popular, so many people are going. I always say, truth is not in the highway. All religions are like a highway. Highways won't lead you to the truth. At certain stage of your life, you should have a courage to step out of the highway, take the by lane and travel alone. For that, I don't have confidence. I'm so scared. Religion is only the highway. I have to take an exit at certain point in search of the truth. That is the Ajna Chakra. When this has opened, I don't have to refer to what book is saying. What book is saying, I don't have to quote that one because I have experienced that one. This is Ajna Chakra, intuition center. Through this mudra, this is called as Purna Prajna Mudra. Interlock your four fingers, wrap your other three fingers, thumbs. When you are here, that represents I am no longer, I need not have to refer is it right? What page of the book it is saying? What sutra it is talking about? When you experience that one, you are a master. I need not have to. And Veda Vadarata Prokta, Nanya Dastiti Vadinaha. In Bhagavad Gita talks about the people come up to here only busy in argumenting, my faith is better than your faith. My religion is better than yours. My book is better than yours. And Bhagavad Gita Sri Krishna talks about they are only the talking about the quotation experts. They are not experienced. When you have experienced that one, you are not referring to your argument. I need not try to argue. My faith is better than those who are arguing. Both have not realized. That Ajna Chakra, when it comes, the energy comes to the Sahasrara Chakra, that is the point of unshakable peace, tranquility, happiness, bliss. I traveled from Muladhara, it took so long, one center, there are each the points, energy points are there, piercing that one so hard. By God's grace, teacher's grace, self-effort, one realizes this one, kinchidapi na chintaye, need not have to do anything, reach the destination. This is Chinmudra. Chinmudra represents peace, tranquility, contentment. And that person need not have to, the person who has reached the destination, that reached the goal. This chakra and mudras are linked together. Now we will practice the mudras and chakras in combination of resonance. Each chakra has resonance. We will practice, it will take about half an hour, and concentrate on that part. And if you have, if your body is complaining, you can lean against the wall. Try not to move. We will practice this mudras along with the chakras and to see how we can travel up in our sadhana.